Jed Diamonds in New York. This is Cameron.
Hey, Cameron. This is Jim.
Well, Jim, I haven't talked to you in a long time, buddy. How you been?
Well, I've been good. And it might be, we might, I don't know, we might be able to solve a mystery or something here.
Okay, what do we got?
Yeah, so Hannah just said, hey, did we order a 120? And I said, I just talked to Cameron about this. But so you must have known that I had this 120, this P319978.
Yes. I
didn't.
So that was something that Christy had sent you, and I think that was probably kind of along the same lines of trying to do that replacement for the 123 that was already out to somebody else. After talking to you, I told Christy that I think we need to pivot. I don't know. I mean, if you love the 120, Jim, by all means, go for it. But if you like the idea of something a little bit bigger, I have a 123 that I could send today for tomorrow. It's an IVS1. So it'll be a little bit nicer, but it'll also have that appearance of being closer to a carat and a quarter. That option is on the
table. I didn't realize that I had this, and it is actually already invoiced.
Oh, okay. All right.
Invoiced, because it has an I246793 number with it.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's a pink paper. So.
Yep.
I think we'll go ahead and put this into the inventory.
Okay.
And we'll use this in that size range and see what we can see what we can do with it.
See if
so,
we can flip it. Okay. And for whatever reason, as always, if it doesn't and you want to swap it out for something different, you know, the aging report you're always on top of, just call me or Christy and we'll make sure we swap it out with something different.
Sounds perfect. Yeah, because I was going to take a peek because I knew I had had an aged emerald cut and an aged princess cut.
Gonna
see which we should have sent back. I think they went back. See, things are just happening now. I don't even know what the hell's going on.
Just wait for the next 3 weeks to happen.
Yeah. No, that's right. Because straight sides just seem to have died for us. I don't know what it's been with y'all, but
that's kind of across the country. Yeah. I mean, emerald cuts. Those are always kind of hit or miss. But as far as like straight set, like princess, ashers, even really square shapes, you know, even a square cushion or a square radiant, not really flying right now.
Yeah.
It's more that elongated look, that rounded look, you know, an elongated cushion, oval, pear, heck, even marquees, which is going to be a problem, Jim. Going to be a problem because there's no marquees out in the marketplace. They don't cut them. So if people start asking about them, you're in trouble because there's just no availability on them.
Right. Yeah. So I did get a marquees in. So I guess we'll.
Mike, the owner. Yeah. I'll share this story with you real quick because I think you might appreciate it a little bit more being a numbers guy. So Mike, the owner, went over to Israel about a week and a half ago. He just got back a couple days ago. And he spent about $2 million in new inventory. One marquee was all he could buy over there.
Oh, wow.
Out of almost $2 million in inventory, you know, a lot of different shapes. Majority of them are rounds. You know, I mean, that's definitely the bread and butter and always will be. One marquee. So just kind of, you know, just to show you. And he was trying to buy fancies. You know, he's trying to buy ovals and pears and different things. So just a little background knowledge for you.
Yeah, because I'm looking at, like, 4 days ago I put into inventory a Rare and Forever, a 112 FSI2. So I've kind of got
that
higher color.
Yeah.
covered. So.
And nice, 112. Yeah. You know, that's kind of a tweener size, you know?
It is. It is.
So hopefully that moves
for you.
Yeah,
and then I brought in that, I got the 73-point HVS2. So, I think I'm probably in decent shape.
Okay. Cool.
All right?
Very good, sir.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, Jim. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.